Kevin Hermaning is among five former American hostages who say they recognize the new Iranian leader as a former top revolutionary who tried to get information out of them about the embassy they were guarding in Tehran in 1979.
This is the guy who was involved in the interrogations on the first day, looking for combinations to safes, wanting to identify who among the hostages was being involved with the government of Iran when the Shah was still in power.
At least one former hostage has cast doubt about the past revolutionary activities of Iran's president-elect, saying he did not recognize Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as a former captor. And aides to Iran's president-elect have denied any association. Hermaning is undeterred.
You don't forget the people who, when the blindfold comes off, are there with a weapon and directing antagonistic questioning towards you. It is difficult, generally, to recognize some individuals 25 years later, heck, even 10 years later. But just because some people in his government are denying his involvement doesn't make it so.
A former UW-Madison professor who follows Middle East politics says whether Iran's new president took part in the hostage crisis over two decades ago may not matter for future politics. Kamal Karpat says many former revolutionaries have since moderated their political views, although the new president has been described by some as a hardliner.
I do not say that we should forget what happened then. I'm far from saying this. But should not hasten to pass judgments on the basis of a 25-year-ago experience.
Karpat says it remains to be seen if the stunning accusation about Iran's new leader will deepen the diplomatic gulf between Tehran and Washington. The United States is concerned about Iran's nuclear ambitions. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.